So she came to Elisha Hanavi, crying to him, and said, "My husband has passed away. You know that he was Yirei Hashem, and the collector has come to take my two children as slaves." Elisha answered, "Tell me, what do you have in your home? What do you possess?" She replied, "I have only one small vial of oil. No money, no food, there is still a famine." He said to her, "Fine, as long as you have something, then we can't perform a miracle. You must have something, no matter how tiny, a yesh, something that exists, in order to broaden that, expand that into a miracle." And so he told her, "Go out to your neighbors, seek out in your own home as many vessels, as many containers, as many jugs, jars, barrels, everything you can find. Get all the empty ones into your house, all of it you have, it, as many as you can borrow from your neighbors. Every kind, including broken ones even." So she filled her home with these vessels, and he said to her, "Close the door now, lock the door, no one should witness this, and have your children, your sons, bring these containers before you and pour from this vial of oil. Continue pouring until you have completed all the containers that you have there." She did this. She continued to pour into these containers until the time came when she called for more. She's pouring. Where is another container? They told her there is no further container. And at that moment, the oil stopped pouring. The broken vessels, too, as part of the miracle, became repaired. They, too, contained this oil. There was enough oil here for her to sell, to repay the debt, and to live on the rest in comfort for an indeterminable time. There's one additional item, a very interesting point that we learn from this case. Question halacha. We know that, above all else, the first thought a person should have is to eat kosher. If food is unkosher, you cannot eat it. If money is unkosher, you cannot have any pleasure from it. Money that is stolen is unkosher money. If money is earned legally, it is still unkosher until that money is legalized, the same as food. You can have food that is meat. It comes from a kosher animal. The animal was slaughtered kosher. There's nothing wrong with the meat, and yet it cannot be eaten until it is first salted to remove the blood. There is an ingredient in meat that is unkosher that must be removed, because that's called the nefesh, the life, which cannot be eaten. The blood is removed through salting. It's called melicha. We salt the meat in order to remove the blood from it. But then the meat can be cooked and eaten. The same thing holds true with money. The money must be salted in order to remove the unkosher ingredient. Until that time, you may have worked hard, you may have toiled many hours to earn these few dollars, the money still cannot be used for any purpose at all until you kosher the money by removing the tzedakah part of it, known as miser. You must take a tenth of that money first, give it to tzedakah, the rest of the money then becomes chulin. It's permissible for you to use as you please. First, take care of the spiritual. Take off that 10%. That's the blood, that's the essence, the life of that money. This applies to money that is earned, money that you work for, money that you find, you did not work for, money that was inherited, or money that you received as a gift. In all these cases, there is the obligation, the requirement to give miser. Here the question in din arises, what about money or anything? Miser is not just on money. A person earns barrels of wheat. He's paid with wheat. That's his earnings. He must give 10% of those barrels. A person is a farmer. The field produces so much crops, he must give 10% of those crops to tzedakah. A person is cattle. He must give 10% of those cattle as they reduce to tzedakah too. In this case, what if a person acquires a certain amount of wealth, not through work, not through normal means, and not through natural means, but through a miracle? He has acquired wealth. It's something new to him, must he give Meiser on this item that he got for a miracle? The din says in this case, this is a lesson that Elisha Navi taught, there is no Meiser necessary, because that which is given from heaven is perfect and kosher.